Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something that I think impacts all of us every single day:
Oh yeah, definitely.
the world of FMCG, or
FMCG.
fast-moving consumer goods.
Right.
And think about it, everything from that bag of chips that you grab at the store to the shampoo in your shower,
Yeah.
all those products have such a fascinating journey
They do.
before they end up in our hands.
It's a journey most people probably don't even consider,
No.
but it is surprisingly complex.
Yeah.
We're talking about a massive global industry here
Huge.
with incredibly intricate supply chains.
And that is exactly what we're going to explore today.
That's right.
Our source material for this deep dive is a document called FMCG Supply Chain Tools.
Okay.
And it really dives deep into this cutting-edge technology that's revolutionizing how these everyday essentials get from factories to our shopping carts.
Yeah.
So get ready to learn about predictive analytics, the Internet of Things, blockchain, even robots. It's going to be a wild ride.
Behind those seemingly simple products,
Wow.
I think what's really interesting is that you have all these companies that are operating under immense pressure.
Really?
FMCG companies, they face razor-thin profit margins.
Oh, wow.
They've got constantly evolving consumer demands
Yeah.
and products that quite literally have a limited shelf life.
Yeah, that's true.
Things expire.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck with, pallets and pallets of
No,
expired
you don't.
milk. Absolutely.
Especially in the FMCG space.
So if a company doesn't get it right, the consequences are huge.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's not just lost sales, it's a
Ah,
hit to their reputation, too.
all those things.
Consumers have almost zero patience these days
No, they don't.
for empty shelves or inconsistent product quality.
Especially in a world of, same-day delivery and
Instant gratification,
I'm like,
all
wow.
that.
Yeah.
They have a lot of choices,
They do.
and they're quick to switch brands
Absolutely.
if their expectations are not met.
If you don't have what they want when they want it,
Right.
they'll go somewhere else.
Exactly.
And that's where these digital tools come in. I
Yeah.
think they're giving FMCG companies a fighting chance
Right.
in this, hyper-competitive landscape.
I'm already intrigued.
All right.
So let's start unpacking some of these tools.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about predictive analytics.
All right.
I am picturing something like a crystal ball,
Right.
that can predict what consumers will want before they even know it themselves.
Well, it's not magic, but it's pretty close.
Okay.
Predictive analytics leverages massive amounts of data
Oh,
to
wow.
forecast future demand with
Okay.
a high degree of accuracy.
So how does that work?
Well, imagine knowing precisely how much sunscreen
Okay.
a particular region will need during a heat wave,
Okay, yeah.
or anticipating the demand for pumpkin spice lattes as the weather turns cooler.
Okay, yeah.
That's the kind of power we're talking about.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
It is.
But how does this actually translate?
Yeah.
Into real-world benefits for these companies.
Well, for one, it allows for much better inventory management.
Okay.
So by accurately predicting demand, companies can avoid both overstocking
Got it.
and stockouts,
Yeah.
which leads to significant cost savings.
That makes sense.
Yes.
So no more warehouses overflowing with Halloween candy come November,
Hopefully not.
or frantic last-minute orders when demand unexpectedly spikes
Exactly.
for whatever reason.
Predictive analytics helps to kind of smooth all that out,
Okay.
optimize those production schedules so factories aren't sitting idle,
Right.
and it minimizes waste, which is especially crucial for perishable goods.
Right.
So you're not just guessing, you're using data to make smarter decisions about production, inventory,
Right.
and ultimately reducing waste.
Okay, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It seems like predictive analytics is all about achieving this delicate balance
Yes.
of having enough product to meet demand without ending up with excess inventory. That's precisely it.
Yeah.
And it's a balance that's becoming increasingly difficult to achieve, I think, in today's, volatile market.
For sure.
But these tools are giving companies that edge
Yeah.
that they need to kind of stay ahead of the curve.
All right, let's move on to something that I know everyone's heard of,
Okay.
but might not fully understand: the Internet of Things,
IoT.
or IoT.
Right.
This is one of those buzzwords that gets thrown around a lot.
Sure.
But how is it actually being used in the FMCG world?
So imagine this: pallets of goods equipped with sensors
Okay.
that can send alerts if the temperature fluctuates.
Wow.
Delivery trucks with GPS trackers enabling real-time route adjustments.
Okay.
even smart shelves that can automatically reorder products when they're running low.
That's crazy.
That's the power of IoT.
It's all about connecting these everyday objects.
It is.
And creating this network of information that can then be used to optimize the entire supply chain. But what advantages do these connected devices offer? Do they really make a difference?
Let's say a shipment of fresh produce gets delayed.
Okay.
Because of an unexpected traffic jam.
Yeah.
With IoT sensors, companies can track the location of that shipment, monitor the temperature inside the truck, even adjust the delivery route to minimize any potential damage.
So they can kind of address potential issues before they snowball.
Yeah, before they become these big problems.
Even major problems.
Exactly. And that not only saves time and money.
Right.
But it also helps to ensure product quality and customer satisfaction.
I bet this level of transparency is a big win for consumers as well.
Oh, for sure.
After all, more and more people are interested in knowing where their products are coming from and how they were handled.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to food.
Especially when it comes to food.
Yeah. So consumers are demanding more transparency and accountability.
They are.
From the brands they support.
For sure.
And IoT can play a crucial role in providing that peace of mind.
Absolutely. It empowers consumers to make more informed choices.
Okay, this is truly revolutionizing the industry.
It is.
All right, let's move on to another technology that's been making headlines lately.
Okay.
Blockchain.
Blockchain. Yeah.
Now, I know it's often associated with cryptocurrencies.
Right.
But how does this even relate to FMCG supply chains?
Think of blockchain as a digital ledger.
Okay.
That's virtually tamper-proof.
Okay.
Every step in a product's journey, from the moment it leaves the farm or the factory, all the way to the store shelf, can be recorded on this ledger.
Okay.
This creates a transparent and immutable record.
Got it.
That can be accessed at any point.
So no more shady dealings?
Hopefully not.
Or mysterious origins?
Right.
Consumers can finally have a clear picture of where their products came from.
Absolutely.
How they were produced.
That's the goal.
And this level of transparency is particularly valuable, I think, in combating counterfeiting.
Yes.
A major problem plaguing the FMCG industry.
A huge problem.
Luxury goods, high-end cosmetics, even everyday essentials like baby formula.
Yeah, you name it.
Are vulnerable to fakes.
They are.
Counterfeit products are definitely a huge concern, but how does blockchain actually help prevent them?
By creating a digital fingerprint for each product.
Oh, wow.
Blockchain makes it incredibly difficult for counterfeiters to sneak their fakes into the system.
Okay.
Imagine a simple QR code on a product's packaging.
Okay, yeah.
By scanning that code, you can instantly access the product's entire journey, verifying its authenticity.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right.
But I imagine implementing blockchain on such a large scale must be incredibly complex.
It's definitely a significant undertaking.
Yeah.
You need buy-in from all stakeholders.
Okay.
Across the entire supply chain.
So suppliers?
Suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, and retailers.
Wow.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
Okay.
And agree to share data transparently.
It sounds like a huge collaborative effort. But the potential benefits are definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Blockchain has the potential to really revolutionize trust and accountability in the FMCG industry.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Go ahead.
Transparency, efficiency, and responsiveness.
All those things.
These digital tools are really transforming the way the FMCG industry operates.
They are, and we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, really?
There are even more tools and trends shaping this industry.
Oh, wow.
Things like automation, cloud-based collaboration, and a growing focus on sustainability.
Okay.
All of this is coming together to change the way FMCG companies operate.
I'm excited to keep going.
Let's do it.
It's amazing to think about how technology is reshaping, you know, every step of that FMCG journey.
It is.
And speaking of reshaping, the next topic is one that always sparks my imagination.
Great.
Automation and robotics.
Right.
I'm picturing futuristic warehouses with robots zipping around, doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not far off. Automation and robotics are no longer a thing of the future. They're very much a part of the present.
Okay.
In many FMCG warehouses.
So companies are increasingly turning to robots.
They are.
To handle tasks that are repetitive, physically demanding, or prone to human error.
Exactly.
So we're talking about robots moving pallets, picking and packing orders.
Uh-huh.
All those tasks that are essential but can be quite labor intensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. One common solution that you'll find in modern warehouses are these automated storage and retrieval systems, or ASRS.
ASRS.
Think of it as a giant robotic library for products.
Okay.
These systems use robotic cranes to store items in a highly organized and space-efficient way,
okay,
often in tall racks that reach close to the ceiling.
Okay, that makes sense for large, bulky items.
Yeah.
But what about those tasks that require more precision?
Okay.
Can robots really handle delicate items or tasks that require a certain level of dexterity?
They can. And they're getting increasingly sophisticated.
Okay.
Thanks to advancements in machine learning and computer vision.
Oh, wow.
Pick-and-place robots
okay.
are now capable of identifying and handling a wide range of products.
Wow.
Even those with irregular shapes or fragile packaging.
That's incredible.
It is.
So it's not just about replacing manual labor. It's about enabling robots to perform tasks that humans might actually find difficult or even dangerous.
Exactly. Take a company like Ocado, for example.
Okay.
They built these highly automated warehouses in the UK.
Okay.
That use thousands of robots.
Oh my God.
To pick and pack groceries.
Wow.
These robots can navigate a complex grid system.
Okay.
Select items with incredible accuracy and even carefully place them in bags ready for delivery.
It sounds like a scene straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It kind of is. Yeah, it's really impressive.
But besides efficiency, what other benefits do companies gain from implementing robotics in their warehouses?
Well, consistency is a big one. Robots don't get tired.
Yeah.
They don't need breaks, and they don't make those little mistakes that humans are prone to.
Right, especially when doing those really repetitive tasks.
Especially when doing repetitive tasks, exactly.
Yeah.
This translates to fewer errors, faster processing times, and ultimately a more efficient supply chain.
And of course, happy customers who receive their orders accurately and on time.
Exactly.
But I have to ask.
Yeah.
Aren't there concerns about job displacement when we talk about increasing automation in warehouses?
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
The transition to automation does require careful planning and consideration for the workforce.
Right.
Many companies are focusing on retraining and upskilling their employees to take on roles that require more complex skills.
Okay, so things like?
Like operating or maintaining those robotic systems.
Okay, so it's not just about replacing jobs.
Right.
It's about evolving the nature of work itself.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about safety. Robots can take over tasks that are physically demanding or even hazardous for humans.
Okay.
Like lifting heavy objects or working in extreme temperatures.
Right. That's a significant advantage.
It is.
Especially in an industry that really prioritizes worker well-being.
Absolutely.
All this talk about automation makes me think about, you know, the mountains of data.
Yeah.
These systems must generate.
Uh-huh.
How do companies manage and make sense of all this information?
That's where cloud-based collaboration comes in.
Okay.
Imagine a central hub.
Okay.
Where everyone involved in the supply chain, from suppliers to manufacturers to distributors, can access real-time data.
About
inventory levels, production schedules, delivery status.
Okay.
You name it.
That's the power of the cloud.
That's the power of the cloud.
It's like having a single source of truth for the entire operation.
It is no more data silos.
Yeah.
No more miscommunication.
Everyone's literally on the same page.
Everyone's on the same page.
And because it's all cloud-based, teams can access this information from anywhere in the world at any time.
24/7.
This makes communication faster.
Yes.
Decision-making more efficient.
Uh-huh.
And collaboration much smoother.
Especially for companies with global operations.
Right. I can see how that would be a game changer, particularly when responding to unexpected disruptions.
Absolutely.
Or market fluctuations.
Let's say there's a sudden surge in demand.
Okay.
For a particular product in a certain region.
Yeah.
With cloud-based collaboration, companies can quickly assess their inventory levels.
Okay.
Adjust production schedules. And even reroute shipments to meet that demand.
It's all about agility and responsiveness.
It is.
Two critical factors in today's fast-paced business environment.
For sure.
Can you give an example of a company that successfully implemented cloud-based collaboration?
Yeah. Unilever is a great example.
Okay.
They've been using a cloud-based platform to manage their supply chain for several years now.
And it's working.
And it's working. It's helped them to significantly improve their forecasting accuracy.
Okay.
Reduce inventory levels.
Mm-hmm.
And get products to market faster.
That's a testament to the power of these tools.
It is.
So we've talked about predictive analytics, IoT, blockchain, automation, and cloud computing.
Right.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But let's be realistic for a moment.
Okay.
Implementing all these technologies must come with some challenges, right?
Of course, it's not just a matter of buying the latest software or installing a few robots.
Right.
There are significant costs involved.
Uh-huh.
Systems to integrate employees to train.
So where do companies even begin?
Right.
It can feel overwhelming to know where to focus their efforts.
One common mistake is trying to do too much too quickly.
Okay.
A more strategic approach is to start by identifying the specific pain points in your supply chain.
Okay.
Where are the biggest bottlenecks?
Okay.
Which areas could benefit most from technology?
So instead of chasing the latest shiny object,
right,
companies should focus on solutions that address their unique needs and challenges.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that technology is just a tool.
Okay.
The real key to success lies in having the right people, processes, and culture in place.
What do you mean by that?
Well, for any of these technologies to be truly effective,
mm-hmm.
you need a team that understands how to use them.
Okay.
And is willing to embrace change.
Right.
That means investing in training and development,
yep.
fostering a collaborative work environment, and creating a culture of continuous improvement.
It's about people and technology working together.
Yes.
Not one replacing the other.
You got it.
And speaking of working together.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears and talk about a topic that's becoming increasingly important for FMCG companies.
Okay.
Sustainability. Sustainability is such a crucial topic these days, and it seems like technology is playing a bigger role than ever in helping companies, you know, reduce their environmental impact.
It is.
But for a long time, it felt like sustainability was kind of a trade-off.
Right.
You know, something that was good for the planet, but maybe not so good for the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that perception is changing rapidly.
Okay.
With the help of digital tools, sustainability is no longer seen as a burden, but rather as a source of efficiency.
Okay.
And even competitive advantage.
So instead of being a cost center,
yeah,
sustainability is actually becoming a profit driver.
It's becoming a core part of smart business.
I'm curious, how are these tools making that happen?
Well, let's take predictive analytics as an example.
Okay.
By accurately forecasting demand,
mm-hmm.
companies can avoid overproduction.
Right.
Which means less waste of raw materials, energy, and packaging.
That's a great point.
They're producing what they need when they need it.
Okay.
Minimizing their environmental footprint in the process.
It's about optimizing resources and minimizing waste.
Yes.
Which ultimately benefits both the environment and the company's bottom line.
Exactly. And it's not just about what happens within the factory walls.
Okay.
Think about transportation.
Okay.
Route optimization is another area where digital tools are making a huge difference.
Okay.
By using real-time traffic data and AI algorithms,
mm-hmm.
companies can map out the most fuel-efficient routes for their delivery trucks.
Okay.
Minimizing emissions and their overall carbon footprint.
So it's not just about delivering products faster.
No.
It's about delivering them smarter.
Yes.
And in a way that's more sustainable.
Precisely. And let's not forget the role of blockchain in promoting ethical sourcing.
Okay.
We talked earlier about how blockchain can trace products back to their origin.
Yeah.
Well, this same technology can also be used to ensure that raw materials are harvested sustainably.
Okay.
That workers are treated fairly and that no deforestation or harmful practices are involved.
It's incredible how this one technology can address so many different aspects of sustainability.
It's really powerful. And it's not just about compliance or ticking boxes.
Right.
It's about building trust with consumers.
Yeah.
People are increasingly interested in where their products come from and the impact they have on the world.
For sure.
Blockchain offers a way for companies to demonstrate their commitment to ethical and sustainable practices.
Yeah.
Which can be a huge differentiator in the marketplace.
It seems like companies that embrace sustainability are attracting a whole new generation of consumers who are voting with their wallets.
Absolutely. And they're seeing real business benefits, too.
Like what?
Reduced costs. Improved brand image,
okay.
a stronger reputation are all outcomes of incorporating sustainable practices.
It's a win-win situation.
It is.
So we've talked about existing technologies. What about the future?
Okay.
Are there any emerging trends on the horizon that could further revolutionize FMCG supply chains?
The future is incredibly exciting.
Okay.
One of the most promising developments is what we call advanced sustainability analytics.
What is that?
Imagine systems that can monitor carbon emissions, water usage, and waste generation in real time across the entire supply chain.
That sounds like having a live dashboard.
Yes.
That gives companies a constant pulse on their environmental impact.
That's a great analogy.
Wow.
This level of data transparency empowers companies to identify areas where they can improve.
Okay.
Make adjustments on the fly and continuously reduce their environmental footprint.
So it's about moving beyond static reports and spreadsheets.
Yes.
To a dynamic, data-driven approach to sustainability.
Exactly. And this kind of innovation is attracting a lot of investment.
Really?
Companies realize that investing in sustainable practices is not only the right thing to do, but it's also good for business in the long run.
It's inspiring to see how technology and sustainability are converging.
It is.
To create a more responsible and efficient future for the FMCG industry.
It's definitely a time of transformation.
Yeah.
And I believe we'll continue to see incredible innovations in the years to come.
This deep dive has been so insightful.
It has.
It's clear that digital tools are having a profound impact on FMCG supply chains.
They are.
And the future holds even more exciting possibilities.
For sure.
But for companies just beginning to explore these technologies, where should they start?
Right.
It can feel overwhelming.
The most important advice I can offer is to start with a clear understanding of your goals.
Okay.
What are the biggest challenges you're facing? Mm-hmm. What are your sustainability aspirations?
Okay.
Once you have that clarity, you can begin to identify the technologies that best align with your needs.
So don't jump into the deep end without a plan.
Right. It's also important to remember that implementing new technology is not just about the tools themselves.
Okay.
It's about the people who will be using them.
Right.
Invest in training your employees, foster collaboration across departments, and create a culture that embraces innovation and continuous improvement.
It's about creating a holistic approach that combines technology with a strong foundation of human skills and a commitment to sustainability.
I think that sums it up perfectly.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you for taking us on this deep dive into the world of FMCG supply chain tools.
My pleasure.
It's been a fascinating journey, and I know our listeners have learned a lot today.
I hope so.
And remember, this is just the beginning. There's so much more to explore.
There is.
And we encourage you to continue learning and discovering.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.